Welcome to today's edition of Specialty Shop Retailing, the podcast for shopkeepers and other small business owners. Your host is Carol Schroeder, co-owner of Orange Tree Imports in Madison, Wisconsin, and author of Specialty Shop Retailing, Everything You Need to Know to Run Your Own Store. Carol welcomes your suggestions for topics for future podcasts, so please email her at orangetreeimports@mac.com. As always, today's program will end with a special feature from the Orange Tree Imports Nonsense Files, an archive of the most unusual and unlikely products of the past 30 years, so stay tuned. And now, here's your host, Carol Schroeder.
Hello, and welcome to the 23rd edition of Specialty Shop Retailing. Today we will be talking about my top 10 tips for retailers. Running your own store is more difficult than ever, and although there's no quick fix to all the challenges you face, I want to give you my top 10 tips for revitalizing your business and staying afloat in today's environment. Number 1. Remember every day why you opened your store. Even if you have to write it down and post it where you can look at it, create a vision statement that reflects the idea that inspired you when you first started. Don't lose sight of that vision when you get mired down in the day-to-day minutia. It's your job not only to maintain your vision, but also to share your passion with your employees. Number 2, listen to your customers. The only merchandise that will sell is the merchandise that your customers want to buy. If you don't stay in tune with what they're asking for and pay attention to what they're buying from you and your competitors, your merchandise decisions will be based on guesswork. Find out what your customers consider to be a good value for their money and plan your buying accordingly. Number 3, involve your employees. It's a whole lot more difficult to be a top-down boss who tells her employees what to do than a team leader who motivates her colleagues to do their best. Reward your employees fairly and let them know they're appreciated. Make sure that their work is meaningful and they know that their contribution to the store matters. Number 4, set high standards for customer service. Customer service is what sets independent retailers apart from their bigger competitors. And frankly, it's usually easier for us to provide stellar customer service because we can directly train our employees in product knowledge. Make sure that your policies are all customer-friendly and support your employees in their efforts to provide great service. Number 5, cultivate your top customers. Put a system into place to help you identify the customers who shop with you regularly and those that spend the most money in your store. Do something each month to bring these customers in and reward them for their loyalty. Permission-based email is an inexpensive way to reach this group. If you don't have a loyalty program and an email mailing list, it's time to look into these two winning ways to bring shoppers into your store frequently. Number 6, continue to promote your business. Unless your store is located in a very busy location, you need to bring new customers in every day. You can save money by doing promotions that garner you free publicity. Make sure that you get the word out to the local press that you have something special to offer. And don't forget that promoting your business cooperatively with other independents will stretch your advertising dollars. Number 7. Don't let your merchandise become stagnant. It's important to have new lines to keep customers interested in coming back. Don't fill your storeroom with backstock if money's tight. Buy shallow so that you can offer more variety. Make sure that you track the age of each item so that you can mark it down if it doesn't sell in a timely manner. Taking a small markdown as soon as it's clear that an item is not a winner can save you from taking a more drastic one later. Number 8. Maintain your margins. Look for merchandise that's on special so that you can take extra markup, or offer it at a promotional price to the public and still make your full margin. Shop for show specials and ask your vendors for offers such as free freight and early buy discounts. Make sure that you're taking freight costs and eventual markdowns into account when you set your retail prices. Number 9. Watch your expenses and your cash flow. A small change in any one expense category can have a big impact on the narrow profit margin of a retail store. If you don't know how to read a profit and loss statement, hire a CPA to teach you this skill. Make a cash flow plan before you spend money so that you don't find yourself saddled with credit card debt that you can't pay off each month. And before you sign any long-term lease, get legal advice. Number 10. Get help from outside sources. The fact that you're listening to this podcast shows that you're open to learning new skills and looking outside your own store for answers to some of retailing's persistent challenges. Take a look at the many books, trade publications, and websites that offer ideas for small business owners. Talk to your neighboring shopkeepers for support. And if you find yourself in a financial bind, communicate this fact with your banker, sales reps, and vendors. They want you to succeed and may be able to find ways to help you. If you'd like a review of these top 10 tips, go to my blog site, specialty-shop-retailing.com. My weekly blog is also posted on the Gift and Home channel, which is www.giftandhomechannel.com, along with many other blogs, articles, and educational videos. You'll even find a number of video on-demand segments filmed at our shop, Orange Tree Imports. Today's reading from the Nonsense Files, Silly and Strange Items Offered to the Gift Industry Over the Past 30 Years, is the Personal Hug. This is actually a current item, in case you're interested in it for your store. It's created by Hugs LLC. And their description is, a plush wearable hug. Feel it, hear it, over and over. A personal hug because someone is missing you. And the personal hug includes a 30-second digital voice recorder with a message that lasts 50 years, a pocket for a standard-sized greeting card, letter, or photo, a ready-to-send box, and it's made up of soft hands that drape over your shoulders, giving you a comforting hug. If you're interested, call 559-323-HUGS. And that's it for Specialty Shop Retailing for today. Please feel free to email me at our email address, orangetreeimports@mac.com, with questions or ideas for future podcasts. And until then, happy retailing.